Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and what a joy to share and earlier prepare this message on a beautiful Tuesday morning here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, the first full day of autumn in 2008. This is the message we have prepared for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2008. Today we title our message, Safe Pasture, with the scripture text being Psalm 37, 3 and 4, which Brooksine will read today.
And I think you'll recognize this verse right away. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart.
Well, if you were to go to the site today, and we always encourage our listeners to do so, we have usually photos and supplemental materials that we can't really convey in the podcast. But there's a photo today I took about a mile from her house on an afternoon walk this last Sunday. It's a peaceful pasture with beautiful white fencing and adequate green grass for the horses to graze on. Well, they appear to be quite content and well cared for. Early this morning, I emailed brief words of encouragement to several friends who had written about some prayer needs in their lives. Pastor friend facing a housing situation since he and his family left the church they'd served for many years. Another friend happens to be a pastor who is seeking opportunities to extend his ministry outreach. A truck driver called for prayer from Canada who has critical decisions to make regarding expensive repairs on his truck. This is shared. I was able to use today's scripture verse as a basis of biblical encouragement, and thus we want to do so today for all of our readers. We particularly focus on the words in the text, safe pasture. Likely our most familiar biblical use of the word pasture is from Psalm 23, where David proclaims, "He makes me lie down in green pastures."
Well, pasture is land with vegetation cover used for grazing of livestock as part of a farm or ranch. Now, we don't have as much land used for pasture around here as we were accustomed to when Stephen lived in southern Missouri and I lived in Oklahoma, since most of the ground in this area is tilled and planted in crops. But we always delight in seeing livestock grazing in pasture land or on a hillside. And today's photo is the quintessential view that we feature. In today's verse, the psalmist David, as in the 23rd Psalm, also uses an agricultural illustration to connect to his readers.
Trust in the Lord and do good, the passage begins. David begins with this familiar exhortation, which is such a common theme throughout the Holy Scriptures, and is reflected, of course, in the lyrics of the classic hymn, Trust and Obey. This is at the very heart of what God calls each of us to do in our earthly journey.
Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Well, surely David is foundationally speaking from a spiritual perspective. Safe pasture connotes security, abundance, faithfulness. A footnote in the New American Standard Version indicates that David is giving counsel to his readers to, quote, feed securely or feed on his faithfulness, end quote. The Amplified Bible directs the reader to feed surely on his faithfulness and truly you shall be fed.
Well, the verse goes on, and in fact, the portion that we provide exposition for today concludes with this phrase, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. We can admire a person from a distance for his or her beauty, talent, skills, or accomplishments. But to delight in a person holds deeper meaning, since it suggests strong emotional involvement, not a distant admiration.
To delight ourselves in the Lord is to desire and enjoy His nearness and the truth and righteousness of His Word. As we develop and nurture this kind of relationship with God, we surrender our desires to Him so that they are in accordance to His will. The desires that flow from our heart will be greatly influenced or originate from His abiding presence in our hearts.
The same deep satisfaction that David referred to 3,000 years ago in our daily text may also be ours today as we regularly delight ourselves in the Lord. It is in this place of safe pastures that the desires of our heart will be shaped by our loving Lord as we feed on His abundance and live by His Word.
Let's all pray together. Father, we place our complete trust in You, for You are a faithful, trustworthy, and loving God. As we feed on Your faithfulness and live by Your righteousness revealed to us through the Scriptures, we find ourselves delighting in Your presence. We also delight in You when we sing praises, when we give ourselves in service to others, and most especially when we commune with You in prayer. May the desires of our heart bring delight to Yours as we conform ourselves to Your will and rid ourselves of that which lures us from the safe pasture You have abundantly supplied for those who believe. Amen.
Amen. What a joy to share God's Word with you today. Thank you, podcast listeners, for listening today. We're grateful for this aspect of our work. We place these messages each day on the web, and we know many of you come from the podcast from the website or the email post, but some do not. And today's message is Tuesday, September 23rd, 2008. And our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a photo, as I mentioned earlier, of that beautiful pasture that kind of prompted today's message on the site today, as well as several other photos and some suggested music. One that we suggest is an interesting version. I'm kind of chuckling as I think about it because of some extra effects they put into it, but the great hymn, Trust and Obey, we found an audio version on YouTube that you can listen to if you care to, as well as some other great music that we hope will build you up today. Well, thanks for joining us, and I kind of want to conclude by a humorous mistake we made in yesterday's post, and I believe this gentleman listens to our reading as well, and we appreciated his observation. He was very kind when he corrected us, and we indeed were wrong. He pointed out that we had written yesterday that the Amish Corner Acre Mums we referred to was open from dusk to dawn. He suggested we maybe tell them they'd probably do better their business if it was dawn to dusk. And Brother Ron, that was our mistake there. That was not on the sign. We checked it out. They did have it right. More so Brooksine than me. She's right here beside me. Tends to get those two confused. But, of course, it's open dawn to dusk. And we're glad for attentive listeners and readers even catching a little goof like that. This is a real time ministry. More often than we even necessarily get corrected for, we know we make little gabs and goofs, but... Well,
I think that it would be all right if they grew moonflowers, which really do bloom
moonflower pod just...
These are mums, not moonflowers.
These were mums, okay. Well, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate our listeners, and it's nice to hear from you periodically as well.